One final question in terms of HER2. What are your thoughts about EGFR and where that might fit in?
Well, so this is an idea that's been kicked around for a number of years and was studied by several very good groups with wildly discordant findings. So Massimo Cristofanilli's study is the one that you're mentioning, which was a study that was prematurely interrupted for a variety of reasons, but that demonstrated an improvement in outcome with the addition of EGFR inhibition, mirroring what Kent Osborne had found in a recent report at San Antonio last year, but flying in the face of what Dr. Dowsett had presented and what Dr. Finn had presented a couple of years ago. And I have to tell you that as I was listening to the presentation, I sent an email to Mitch and said, "Help me out here." Can you explain to me, because it's not clear to me why these are discordant findings. And in truth, I think I got a very long email back, which is usually the length of the email is inversely proportional to the amount of data to support it, certainly when I write them. But I think Mitch's viewpoint is that we don't really understand the biology of ER-positive breast cancer very well. Without question, it's a very heterogeneous group of tumors. And we know this from microarray experiments. We know this if you look at prognostic profiling. And that within these ER-positive tumors, there are likely those that may be targeting EGFR as another way of blocking the crosstalk that has been suggested in preclinical studies. And there are others in which it simply is ineffective. In fact, in one study, it suggested a detrimental effect of blocking EGFR. So I think we really have to recognize our own limitations of our understanding of the biology at this point. But it's also pretty clearly there are two studies that suggest that, at least in some of these tumors, this is an approach that may well work.
I'll add that in the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group, we have a trial called E4101, which is close to accrual. It's a large randomized phase 2 trial, so it won't give us definitive data, but it is gefitinib plus anastrozole versus gefitinib plus fulvestrant. So may provide us some additional information.